U.S. Treasury to release Biden family's suspicious bank reports to House Oversight Committee. By Wendell Hasebo on March 14, 2023. The Treasury Department will comply and release suspicious activity reports, SARs, generated by the Biden family and their associates' business transactions to the House Oversight Committee, Breitbart News has learned. The Treasury's compliance to disclose the SARs is a massive development in the House Oversight Committee's investigation into the Biden family business to determine if President Joe Biden is compromised by Communist China. The committee is investigating the Biden family business for 9 violations, including wire fraud and money laundering. U.S. banks had flagged over 150 SARs from Hunter and James Biden that included large amounts of money tagged for further review by the Treasury. SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud, according to a 2020 Senate report. The suspicious records will provide details about how the family business operates and desired transparency on Hunter, James, and Frank's foreign business transactions, along with knowledge of whether Joe Biden remains compromised by foreign governments through his family's business. On January 11, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, demanded the Treasury turn over the suspicious bank records. But the Treasury had denied Comer's request, citing improper disclosure of relevant information that could reduce the Biden administration's ability to conduct of law enforcement, intelligence, and national security activities. The Treasury's compliance comes after the committee's probe has so far met resistance from Hunter Biden and from some of his associates, such as Serbian politician Vuk Jeremić and Hunter's art dealer. While the probe has met resistance, the committee has found a few key individuals willing to comply. The Biden family's former top financial lieutenant Eric Schwerin is expected to soon provide requested documents to the committee. Schwerin, who shared bank accounts with Joe Biden and was dubbed the family's money man, was also the president of Rosemont Seneca Partners, a fund created by Hunter Biden and several associates that spawned business deals in Russia, Ukraine, China, and Romania. In addition, Joe Biden's former executive assistant Kathy Chung is scheduled on April 4 to sit for a requested transcribed interview with the committee's investigation into the Biden family business and Joe Biden's classified documents scandal. Chung was hired as Joe Biden's assistant when he was vice president after a recommendation from Hunter Biden. Chung appears in numerous email threads on Hunter's laptop from Hill. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.